Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Milwaukee Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, George Metkovich. Batting second, the shortstop, Eddie Mixes. Batting third, the first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Bill Serena. Batting seventh, the catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting eighth, the center fielder, Hal Jeffcoat. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Paul Minor. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Paul Minor. For the Milwaukee Braves, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting second, the shortstop, Johnny Logan. Batting third, the third baseman, Eddie Mathews. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting sixth, the catcher, Del Crandall. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Sid Gordon. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Jack Dittmer. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Warren Sparn. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Warren Sparn. And now, play ball. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes takes first base on ball four. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi strikes out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Minor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan hits a pop-up towards short. Mixes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mixes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a ball on the ground into center field. Jeffcoat picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Jeffcoat. Pafko moves to second. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pafko moves to third. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pafko scores. Adcock moves to second. It's 1-0, Braves. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Adcock scores. Crandall moves to third. It's 2-0, Braves. Jack Ditmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ditmer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mixa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Crandall scores. Gordon moves to second. One out. It's 3-0, Braves. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn strikes out. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-1 in the game. Bruton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Minor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minor bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Jeffcoat moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-1 in the game. Metkovich takes first base on ball 4. Jeffcoat moves to third. Minor moves to second. Eddie Mixas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixas is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Mixas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to second for the out. Jeffcoat scores. Minor moves to third. One out. It's 3-1, Braves. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0-1 in the game. Fondi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Minor scores. Mixas moves to third. It's 3-2, Braves. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-1 in the game. Kiner hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 2. The Braves will come to bat. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-1 in the game. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Logan for the out. One out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-1 in the game. Matthews hits a pop-up towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Pafko hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Adcock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pafko moves to third. Turk Lown now pitching. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Crandall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pafko scores. Adcock moves to second. It's 4-2, Braves. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Adcock moves to third. Crandall moves to second. Jack Ditmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ditmer is 0-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Ditmer hits a ball on the ground towards second. Serena picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Serena. Adcock scores. Crandall scores. Gordon moves to third. Dittmer moves to second. It's 6-2, Braves. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 0-for-1 in the game. Sparn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 6, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 0-for-1 in the game. Serena takes first base on ball 4. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-1 in the game. McCullough hits a fly ball into right field. Pavko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sparn fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Turk Lown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jeffcoat moves to second. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Metkovich hits a pop-up towards third. Matthews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 6, and the Cubs 2. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-2 in the game. Bruton hits a pop-up towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-for-2 in the game. Logan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-2 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Logan moves to third. Andy Pavko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pavko is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Pavko takes first base on ball 4. Matthews moves to second. Duke Simpson now pitching. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Adcock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Logan scores. Matthews moves to third. Pavko moves to second. It's 7-2, Braves. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mixis misplays the ball. That's an error on Mixis. Matthews scores. Pavko moves to third. Adcock moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-2, Braves. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mixis fields it and throws to home to get Pavko. Adcock moves to third. Crandall moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jack Dittmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dittmer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Dittmer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Adcock scores. Crandall moves to third. Gordon moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 9-2, Braves. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 0-for-2 in the game. Sparn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 9, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Thorpe now playing left field. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. he's got one RBI. Mixes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fondi strikes out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-2 in the game. Kiner hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 9, and the Cubs 2. The Braves will come to bat. Carl Sawatzki now catching. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-3 in the game. Bruton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Logan hits a fly ball into right field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Matthews hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bruton moves to third. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Pafko hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bruton scores. Matthews moves to second. It's 10-2, Braves. Jim Pendleton pinch runs for Andy Pafko. Jim Willis now pitching. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Adcock strikes out. Two outs. Dell Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Crandall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Serena settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 10, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Pendleton now playing right field. Ebba St. Clair now catching. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Serena hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Carl Sawatzki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzki takes first base on ball 4. Serena moves to second. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 10, and the Cubs 2. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Thorpe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thorpe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Willis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Ditmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ditmer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Ditmer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Serena scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 0-for-3 in the game. Sparn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bruton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 10, and the Cubs too. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Smalley pinch hits for Jim Willis. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Metkovich hits a fly ball into right field. Pendleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Mixes hits a pop-up in front of the plate. St. Clair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 10, and the Cubs 2. The Braves will come to bat. Dutch Leonard now pitching. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Logan strikes out. Sawatzky drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Logan out. One out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops it up and throws to first, with Leonard covering, for the out. Two outs. Jim Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Serena scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 10, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Sibby Sisti now playing third base. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fondi hits a fly ball into left field. Thorpe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 3 in the game. Kiner hits a fly ball into right field. Pendleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sisti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 10, and the Cubs 2. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Adcock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ebba St. Clair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. St. Clair hits a fly ball into right field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Thorpe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thorpe is 0 for 1 in the game. Thorpe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Leonard, and towards Mixes, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Adcock moves to second. Two outs. Jack Dittmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dittmer is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Dittmer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops it up and throws to first, with Leonard covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 10, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Serena hits a pop-up towards first. Adcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Sawatzky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzky is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Sawatzky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dittmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jeffcoat takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Brown pinch hits for Dutch Leonard. Tommy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Braves, 10, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.